Welcome to the Hank Haney Podcast, a production of iHeartRadio. Welcome to the Hank Haney Podcast. All right, today I'm going to talk about the PGA Tour. What's going on with this fall series and where things might be headed. Now, I don't know a lot about all this stuff. I hear all this tour stuff going on. You know, Greg Norman's the new commissioner of this Saudi tour / Asian tour thing. The Premier Golf League is still trying to get things going. The European Tour is now the DP World Tour. And of course, the PGA Tour is just chugging along, just like it has for forever. But one of the things that I hear people talking about a lot is what's going to happen. What something's got to change. There's something's got to change. These fall events on the PGA Tour are pretty much they're born out of the fact that the guys who run the PGA Tour, the commissioner and everybody that works for them, they're really compensated based on what the purses are like on the PGA Tour and how many playing opportunities there are. So they have every reason in the world to try to get as many tournaments as they can and get the most amount of money they can for those tournaments. There you go. I mean, that's their incentive. And that's why we don't have like an off season in golf, but we kind of do, because if you look at what's happened now, these tournaments that are played in the fall, and they're all called something different now. We got the Fortinet Championship that's up at Silverado. That used to be, who knows what that was called. You got Sanderson Farms. Okay, that's been a couple of years. And Jackson, Mississippi. Shriners Children's Open. That's the Las Vegas tournament. Okay, the CJ Cup. That was the Korea tournament that's now been played in Las Vegas the last couple of years. The Zozo Championship. That's the Japanese tournament, a few years running. Then you got the Butterfield Bermuda Championship. Butterfield Bermuda. What is Butterfield? Is that a Butterfield turkey, or what is that? I mean, how do they come up with all these sponsors? Now we got the Worldwide Technology Championship last week in Mayakoba. And now we got the Hewlett-Packard Enterprise Houston Open. So they throw together a sponsor and they get them in there. Nobody's watching these tournaments. These tournaments, I was listening to Jeff Shackelford talk the other day, and reading some of his stuff on jeffshackford.com. And he's saying the PGA Tour, like their television ratings that they're drawing for these tournaments are like worse than like reruns of reruns of reruns of reruns that are on at like, 2 o'clock in the morning. I mean, like they're not even registering. There's like nobody watching these golf tournaments. I mean, like how they sell these things to sponsors, it's just amazing. And there's a sprinkling of players that play in the tournaments. Not many. Usually it's, if it's anybody you've heard of, it's somebody that's trying to, to get their career going again, or trying to find a little something, like at the CJ Cup, Koepka played and Ricky Fowler played, and he kind of found a little something. And, Justin Thomas was out there, and, but one of the reasons he's out there is because it was played at Discovery Land course, and Mike Melvin owns Discovery Land. He's good friends with Spieth and Justin Thomas and Ricky Fowler. So all those guys, I'm sure that had something to do with why they showed up. They know the course, this and that. This week they're playing down at Houston at the Hewlett-Packard Enterprise Houston Open, and they say they got 21 of the top 50 players in the world. I mean, and I'm going through this list, I'm thinking, okay, like who do they got? Russell Henley, I don't know if he's in the top 50. Mark Leishman, he's in the top 50. I'm going down the list right here. Okay, they got Mark Leishman. They've got Adam Scott, Matthew Wolf. Okay. Jason Kokrak. All right, this is their field. Okay, you know, and then you're sprinkling everybody else I never heard of. Okay, then you got Shane Lowry. You've got Tony Finau, Sam Burns, Ryan Palmer. You know, Koepka's playing. He still can't find his game. Lee Westwood's out there playing. He plays a ton. Stuart Sink's playing. Patrick Reed's playing. He lives in Houston. Joaquin Niemann. 21 of the top 50. Jason Day, Sungjae Im, Koepka. Your top-ranked player is Finau at 12th. And then you got Koepka at 15th. And that's about it for the and Burns. So you got three guys in the top 20, six guys in the top 30, something like that. So all these guys that are, at 21 out of 50, they're all 30 through 50. Anyway, the point is that people aren't watching this. There's too much golf. But they're going to keep having it because they got to provide playing opportunities for players, and this is how they're going to build more stars. And is that really happen? I mean, who are the new stars that are coming along? I mean, like who's like a new star in the game? I mean, Hovland just won at Mayakoba, but we know about him. Sam Burns, I mean, is he, a guy that's going to be a new star? I mean, who's they keep trying to tell us how, good Scottie Scheffler is, and he still hadn't won a tournament. And, he's not off to a great start in this one. So, I mean, he's one over par and, five unders leading. So, it's not impossible, but he's six back after, 12 holes in the first round. It's probably not happening this week either. Anyway, are they really going to, build these top names? And is there an opportunity because of all this for, some of these other tour ideas to take effect, to really, change it up? I mean, it seems like it's kind of ripe for some kind of change. I'm sure the PGA Tour's going to change things. I'm sure they got to do something. I mean, they've got to try to figure out, and there's all kinds of ideas going around. They've got to try to figure out what they're going to do. I mean, there's ideas where they're going to bonus players if they play in 15 tournaments. They're going to give them $50,000 extra, for doing that. There's more bonus pools for making it to the Tour Championship. See, they've never wanted to pay an appearance fee on the PGA Tour, but the more these players make, the more they make, the less they play. That's just the way it is. It's not the more they make, the more they play. Like if the purses were half of what they are now. I mean, think about back in the day. Back in the day, Ben Hogan, Byron Nelson, like the top players played every single week because that's how they made a living. When they raise these purses up, like they've done, they end up cutting down the amount that the players play. And it makes sense. I mean, why not be more rested, be more ready to play fewer tournaments and do well in those and make your money and go home and practice and rest and get ready for the next one? Where's the incentive to keep playing over and over and over again? And as a result, there's so many opportunities out there to play that you just have mediocre field after mediocre field after mediocre field after mediocre field. And the interest level in watching players play in tournaments that mean nothing is really why, when they do get together and play in something that means something, it catches your attention. Now, how many tournaments really mean something? I mean, what really, really means something? The four majors, the Masters, the PGA, the U.S. Open, the Open Championship. I mean, that's it. And then you got, you know, I mean, the playoffs. Well, at least you got good fields in the playoffs, so maybe you could throw those in. The Players' Championship, throw that in. You know, World Golf Championship. By the way, the World Golf Championship events, though, that's pretty much going by the wayside. I mean, they're down to two of those. I mean, they got the match play. They got the FedEx St. Jude. They got another one that's over in, China. So that's pretty much out. So they're really down to just a couple. And, you know, a lot of people think the match play will go away once the sponsorship is up with Dell. Who knows if that'll happen. They'll probably put – but something's going to happen. I don't know if this Norman thing is going to be the answer. You know, Greg Norman, years and years and years ago, had the idea to have, you know, all the best players play and have a world tour. And, you know, it all got shot down. But then right after that, they started the World Golf Championships and they, you know, did something. Well, now, you know, he's kind of back again with this whole, all the Saudi money. And they've overcome a hurdle. See, one of the hurdles is that players want to be able to qualify to play in the majors because the PGA Tour has, you know, threatened all these players that if you jump ship, you're never coming back and you're shut out. You know, that's their deal. You're all independent contractors, but if you jump ship and you're never coming back, And you're not going to qualify for these major championships. Well, this Saudi tour thing is tied in, Norman's deal is tied in with the Asian tour, and because it's tied in with the Asian tour lets people qualify. That people, when you play in an Asian tour event, you get points based on the field and to qualify for World Golf Rankings. And when you qualify for the World Golf Rankings, that's how you can secure a spot in these major championships by being, you know, whatever, top 50 in the world. And that's one of the go arounds that they had, because when they were thinking about this, you know, Premier Golf League and stuff, and they were going to have, you know, just all the top players were going to get together and they were going to play. And by the way, how many top players are there really? Like, you know, I mean, with Tiger out, like who is there? I mean, there really aren't any top players. I mean, really? Like, who moves the needle? See, I don't think anybody moves the needle. I mean, Mickelson's, you know, playing on the Champions Tour. His day is done. You know, Tiger's out. Who's moving the needle? Like, who moves the needle in golf? I mean, Rahm doesn't move the needle. Rory McIlroy doesn't move. You know, the only thing that moves the needle is when all the best players get together for a meaningful tournament. And not only is there nobody that moves the needle right now, there's nobody out there on the tour that's ever going to move the needle. That's why they are into the whole gambling aspect, and that's why there's an opportunity to make golf look a little different in some way, shape, or fashion with one, you know, one of these World Golf Tour things. Somehow get the better players. Somehow this needs to happen. I don't care who does it. The DP World Tour, the Greg Norman Saudi Asian Tour, the whatever it is, the Premier Golf League, the World Golf Group, whatever these things are, all these different deals. But what needs to happen is they need to figure out a way to motivate the top players to play in the same tournaments. And one of the ways you do that is you have to give them an incentive to do it. So you have to pay. You have to pay. And this is what these different groups have tried to do, but they can't get the first guy to bite on this, and everybody's not going to bite. So I don't know if it's ever going to happen. But the PGA Tour, as long as they're stuck on presenting opportunities to players and having all of these tournaments, so many tournaments, all you're going to have is a diluted field all the time. And you're going to have four tournaments. Okay, let's call it five with the players. Let's call it six or seven, you know, eight with the playoffs. You're going to have eight tournaments. Eight. Because these World Golf Championship events, if these things go, right now it's 10. You got 10 tournaments. There's 10 tournaments on the PGA Tour where you're guaranteed you're going to have a really good field and really good, you know, competition. And that's not enough. I mean, something's got to be done. I don't know what the answer is. It's going to be interesting to watch, but something has to be done for sure. Hope everybody enjoyed the podcast. Remember to go to Haney University if you want to get out some information on my availability for golf lessons in Paradise Valley, Arizona, at my new studio. And you can also sign up for my free instructional videos that will be going out 3 times a week. You can also get your free Voodoo Pain Relief Cream by going to voodoopainrelief.com. Everybody stay safe, stay healthy, and have a great day. We will talk to you soon on the Hank Haney Podcast. The Hank Haney Podcast is a production of iHeartRadio. For more podcasts from iHeartRadio, visit the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you listen to your favorite shows.